And now it's time for Ask Roz and Mocha.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 749 of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Ask Roz and Mocha, as we always do, started off with a phone call. Hello, Casey. What's up?
Hi. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Welcome to the show. Glad to have you here. We understand you got a question for everybody.
Yeah. So I might word it for sure differently because I'm always like that. But the question I have for you guys is, do you have a memory that once you were really, really young, if you were to tell your parents, they would wonder, how would you remember that?
Oh, like, so, do you remember something from your childhood that, like, almost seems like you were too young to remember that?
Yeah. So, like, an example for mine was, I guess I was two that my mom says, and it was just a memory of my aunt and my dad working construction in this house, and I just had my little cute pink goldfish bag with dinosaurs in it. And I randomly mentioned it to my mom, and she's thinking, how do you remember that? You were two.
There's no picture of that or anything like that?
Nope, no picture. I just remember vividly playing in the empty room while they're working.
When you were two?
I guess my mom said I was two.
Wow.
I don't know. I'm just going. So I was just thinking,
Brought that up with them, and they've confirmed, like, yes, that actually happened.
We were driving somewhere, and I'm like, isn't this the area of that house? And I was doing this, and she's like, how do you remember?
I think my earliest memory is 26.
What?
What?
Oh, no, hold on. Years old or hours ago?
Or the year 1926.
I mean, you know, it was a little bit ago.
Yeah, it's true. Do I have? I think I do. Like, I have vague memories, but they're probably all, you know, when you start remembering things. Like, I think that I probably have like a couple memories when I was like five, like four or five kind of thing. Nothing in too much detail, but just I remember the situation and you know, and who was around, but like, I don't remember, you know, dialogue or what somebody said or anything like that. But I would say probably around like four or five. You, Mocha?
Yeah, 4 years old.
Yeah.
It's the story I told you guys before. My very earliest memory as a kid is being in junior kindergarten.
Right.
And having my very first kiss with this Polish girl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it was like lips on lips.
Yeah.
Inside of like the, where the play kitchen was.
Just snuck right off.
Yeah. And I don't think my parents, like, if I told them that, I mean, first of all, they weren't there.
No.
But they would probably doubt that that actually happened.
Right.
But I remember.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, are you sure that, how confident are you that it actually did happen? And this isn't a memory that you've created.
Oh, no. 100%.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember that.
Okay. Do you remember what you were wearing? Like, did you dress up that day?
No.
How could you?
You don't plan that.
You don't even have a choice when you're that age, right? I guess.
Yeah, probably Sesame Street shirt.
Yeah. No, I don't have a lot of that. Does anybody have on the show have like a super early memory? Like unusually young?
Yeah.
What's yours, Maria?
I swallowed a toonie and then...
How old are you?
Oh, I think I was like maybe one or two at this point.
You remember from 1 year
old? Yeah, because I remember because one of our family friends was watching us and she literally shoved her hand down my throat and got the toonie. Like, as I was swallowing it, she like put her hand in my throat and like yanked it out and I never swallowed the toonie.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she saved my life.
Okay, first of all, I was 22 when Toonies came out.
Yeah, damn.
Yeah.
Oh, you remember that.
I mean,
Shem, do you have one?
Probably the earliest memory that I have probably comes from when I was maybe like five or six.
Uh-huh.
I used to go to see a speech therapist at Sick Kids. And I distinctly remember the purple cards that the therapist would use to help me sound out words. Mm. My parents really freaked out because I had a massive stuttering problem when I was smaller, and they really, really freaked out. So they sent me straight to a speech therapist.
Mm. Really, yeah.
And I remember the purple cards. That's all I remember, though.
Were there words on the purple cards?
Yeah, and they were spelled out phonetically.
Can you remember any of the words?
No.
Oh, just the
no.
They were on purple cards.
That's it. That's all I remember.
Damn, Maury.
I still have tons of memories of sleeping over at my Uncle Michael's place. And
how old?
I would have been like four or five. And I remember every time I was there was a different lady.
Okay.
Hey. Uncle Michael was a stripper then.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Like a stripper for women, not for men.
No, like a male stripper for women.
For bachelorette parties.
So, yeah. So
boy, listening to these through the podcast shows and on your actual stream and being on the phone while listening to Maury say this is just even better.
I also remember being super young and my dad had Uncle Michael's stripper business card. For some reason, he had it in the bedroom, taped to his mirror.
Oh.
What?
Is he a proud older brother?
Maybe, but his phone number's on it, so maybe it's just so he didn't forget the phone number, but it was, I remember the pictures, Uncle Michael with, abs and everything.
So,
and
he was naked
shiny
on his business card?
Just from the, I guess, belly button up, and he had, abs, and he was, posing, he was all shiny.
Now, did he have a name, a stripper name?
No, I don't remember. I thought I was about to say Uncle Michael.
Yo, wouldn't surprise me, man.
That wouldn't be a bad name.
Ladies, put your hands together for Uncle Michael. He doesn't want to be called Daddy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Here's Uncle Michael.
Yep. There you go.
Yo, damn, Casey. All right, yo, you just unlocked some memories. Thank you so much for being a part of the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I love listening to you guys.
Before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Oh, I didn't think this was going to be as hard as it was being asked.
That's what she said.
You know what? Roz.
Yeah. You choose me.
I mean, I don't know. There's no good way to finish it off. You say something and it's bad. You don't say anything instead, whatever.
Okay, aww. Just stop.
All right, love you, Casey.
You. Thank you.
Thanks. All right, bye. I love you guys.
Bye-bye.
Uncle Michael. All right.
It's better than Father Michael. Oh my God.
Jamagic Mark says here is Maury's. Jamagic Mark.
I grew up with him.
J E M A G I C M A R K.
Wow. Fire.
Do you know that person, Chad?
I'm just kidding. Oh.
Jamagic Mark says here is Maury's cologne actually available for purchase? And if so, where can I buy it?
I have 5 left if someone wants to toss me some money.
5 out of?
10.
10.
So we gave 5 away to listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know that my concierge really wants one, but I haven't given it to him yet, only because I just don't want the lobby to smell.
What would you charge, Maury?
What's
the price point?
I would sell it for the same price as the discounted colognes that you see at the front of Shoppers Drug Mart, so I would charge $12.
$12?
Yeah.
Okay. That's not a bad deal.
Yeah.
I'm sure somebody paid $12 for Damn It by Maury.
And then once they're gone, they're gone. So this is limited edition.
Yeah. Okay.
Very limited. Grace says here, stuffing cooked inside the turkey or cooked separately?
Separately.
I always find cooking separately is always the best as well.
My dad does it in the turkey.
Yeah. My mom does too.
Uh-huh.
My mom does both.
Yeah. I think you just get a different flavor when it's not cooked with the turkey, right? It's its own thing.
Yeah.
I find it's a lot more fluffy, I guess.
Cooked inside the turkey?
Outside.
Outside the turkey.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I think that for me, stuffing is really, really dependent on how you prep the bread before you make the stuffing, right? To me, that's the key to it, because I will toast all the croutons with salt, pepper, thyme, and rosemary. Mm. Toast those all up with olive oil. Just bags, stacks and stacks and stacks of them, and I get them super, super crispy. And then when I mix it all together with the sausage and the onion and everything else, I soak it all with stock and just loosen everything back up again. Even though I've toasted all of those, everything in there, I loosen it all up with stock and then throw it in the oven with a full pat of butter stacked over the top of it. And then everything just crisps up, gets nice and brown on the top.
But the turkey usually, don't you buy the one that's pre-stuffed?
No.
That's the one we get. This is it's already in there.
What?
No, I don't.
I've never seen those.
I think it's Butterball comes pre-stuffed.
Oh, maybe. Maybe they do. Maybe you're right.
It's either Butterball.
It's either what?
It's Butterball.
It's either say what? Butterball or what?
I still have those purple cards, just so you know.
Yeah.
In case you need it.
Butterball? Butterball.
Yeah.
Butterball or Longos.
Okay. Butterball or Longos.
Sasha says here, I love how crazy Maria and Maury are about their dogs. Mocha, do you have any cute or funny things that you do with your dogs? P.S. I have a golden retriever as well. No, I'm pretty much
No.
I don't know. Like, yes. Like, the dogs, like, we snuggle in the bed.
Yeah.
Right? The little one, sometimes I pick him up like a baby.
Yeah.
Right? Where his paws are up on my shoulders, and I'm, like, holding him, like, by his butt. And yeah. his little legs, his hind legs are almost like wrapped around my waist.
Yeah.
And we dance.
Yeah.
What else do I do?
I think for the most part, though, like, you don't talk about your dogs the way Marie and Maury talk about their dog.
No, but no. I could definitely relate to the way Maury and Maria talk about their dogs.
Are your dogs okay with hugs? Andy doesn't like seeing people hug, or he gets very angry.
Oh, yeah. No, I will say... The smaller dog, Leo, the Australian Shepherd, he gets very jealous with like I could be petting Tig, right? The Golden Retriever. And Leo will come over, scoot over and like nudge with his nose my hand away from Tig to be like, yo, I want some ear scratches or whatever. Yeah. Or like if Jenna and I are hugging, embracing.
Oh, okay.
He will jump up like on my back, basically.
What about business time?
Oh, dogs are out of the
room. Yeah. Maury, business time. Oh, you have Andy probably hasn't experienced that. How long have you had Andy for?
No, we can't do anything in front of Andy.
But how long have you had Andy for now?
We've had Andy for 4 years.
So he hasn't seen anything then?
No, he has.
Yeah, right.
So now we can only do business when Andy's getting a haircut.
Maury, please
do business. Yeah, right.
We know you're on minimum 5 year schedule. Minimum.
Honestly.
Minimum.
When was the last time? Honestly.
The last time Andy was at a haircut? Two haircuts ago.
Two haircuts. Uh-huh.
So what year was that?
Yeah.
It was earlier this year.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, right.
Right. I don't believe you.
How long are his haircuts? 30 seconds?
No, 2 hours.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Uh-huh.
It's December, bro.
He's getting a haircut next week. Oh, yeah.
You're not pleased, Maury.
Mark Anthony says here, here we go.
Okay.
The Alex that brought Maury to the symphony in the early podcast episodes, is he also the one you refer to as the boss?
Oh, no, different Alex.
I used to take Alex the engineer to the symphony.
Right.
You took him once.
Twice.
Which symphony did you guys go to?
We did the Home Alone.
Yeah.
And Star Wars.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Maury has a symphony friend.
Yeah. Not the same Alex.
No, different Alex.
Yeah, different Alex. Chris says here, great question for you, Roz.
Yep.
If the internet existed for Roz way back when he was in high school, how would he use it? Would he create a YouTube channel? Would he stream on Twitch? What would you use it for?
When I was in high school?
Because you only wanted, back in those high school days, you just wanted to be famous, right?
Like I probably would have been one of those kids that sat around and just sang songs, like to a camera, and then just posted them on like YouTube. Like I probably would have been, you know, something like that. Or I would have got involved in some sort of like prank crew.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like Jackass.
Yeah.
Guys,
but
right?
only all of it, though, whether I was doing pranking or I was doing music or I was doing whatever, the only purpose of all of it would have been to get girls.
Uh-huh.
That would have been, that's the only reason I did anything back then.
Would you end the video with like, yo, ladies, like leave your phone number, your name and your phone number in the comments below?
Oh, like.
Right. Like and subscribe.
Bro, if I had DMs when I was in high school, I would be like, I would not have finished school. Like I would have been so distracted. Like if you gave me another way to like communicate with women, like I would have been so distracted. Where I grew up, you only had the girls in the school. That was it. Maybe every now and then you left and you went to the next town over and you met like a new girl, right? But that's it. But if you had like, if I had that, like all this stuff in my
girls
phone.
Girls different area codes?
If like Tinders and all this other stuff in my phone, I wouldn't have finished high school. Wouldn't have done it.
Oh, look at this
guy. Would have had an account on every dating app.
Every dating app if I was in high school. Yeah. Yeah.
Hold on. Let's go back to the phones here. Brandon, hello.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you, man?
Good.
We understand that you have a question directed at Shem.
Yeah. This is for Shemmy. So just for someone who also has sleep apnea, I'm just wondering, when you were looking for the CPAP machine, did you have a specific brand in mind, or did you get recommendations from a specialist?
Yeah, what's your favorite brand of a sleep machine, Chef? <Yeah. laughs>
Before you answer, let me just say how the show has evolved over the past 14 years. We get CPAP recommendations.
When we started, these calls were like, what's your favorite brand of vodka? Uh-huh. Right? Like that's what these calls used to be. Now we've evolved into do you have an affinity for one specific brand of sleep apnea machine? Shem, do you have a favorite sleep apnea machine?
I don't have a favorite.
Okay.
I will say I was given one recommended to me by a specialist based on my poor sleeping results.
Okay.
So basically the first time that I did it without a mask. And I got some pretty extreme results. And then they asked me to do one with a mask. I did it, and then the results vastly improved. And then I use that mask, which basically covers my nose. Doesn't cover my full face like a fighter jet or like a Darth Vader type mask.
Gotcha.
It just covers my nose.
You have to plug that in. Like, does it plug in?
It does.
Like, and
yes.
Is there a canister with it? Like,
there's water. I had to put in distilled water.
Okay.
Into the machine.
Wow, distilled.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even mine was like that. Yeah. It was over my nose, and I had to put water.
So what Brandon, what brand name do you have?
I had to go upstairs.
I'm curious, go and look.
Like, are we talking like elite? Like, is this like the Michael Jordan of CPAP machines?
No, I don't know about that, but
we don't know if it's Jordan brand.
It's interesting because once you get into that world, you realize like how many different things companies make. Like, you know, like it wouldn't surprise me if you saw like a, you know, like Ferrari, you know, sort of, you know, where they do that on the side, like they do right. medical stuff on the side
yeah.
or like a Dyson
or Nike,
right? Yeah. 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 Like why is it, what's yours?
Oh yeah. Sorry. It's called ResMed. ResMed.
Uh-huh. Does that sound familiar, Sean?
That's the one I have.
Hey! Oh, it's a match!
Yeah. You guys should take a nap.
What is it? Res what?
ResMed.
ResMed.
Okay. Can you hook two people up to the same machine?
Good question.
Like you can sort of, I guess, connect two masks to one? Like and be romantic?
I don't think so. It only has one person.
Mask, but it's all the same tube, but then it splits to two masks.
Dude, the same tube.
No.
That doesn't sound right, man.
No. Two masks, one tube?
Nah. That sounds broody.
Thank you. Thank you.
Damn. All right, Brandon.
Great question. Really great question.
Thank you, guys. Yeah.
Good luck, brother.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animals, and a Happy New Year.
You too, brother. Hey, before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
It's always been Mocha. Brown guys got to stick together.
Hey!
That's racist.
What about us mask guys?
You and Shem too, yeah. Sleep apnea brothers for life. And Roz, you're the school uncle.
Thanks, man.
Sleep apnea brothers for life.
Sleep well, brother.
Sleepy you too.
Yo, what if you and Brandon got like, you know, remember like the NWO shirt from back in the day?
Yeah.
But instead it's SAB?
Yes. Sleep happy and brothers for life.
For life. All right. Let's see here. What else we got? Edward says, now that we've established the Mount Rushmore of potato chips, what would be on your Mount Rushmore of chocolate?
Oh, that's fun.
I don't have any.
Wow. Okay, damn it, Maury, go ahead.
Kinder Bueno.
Yep.
Kit Kat.
Yep.
How many are you supposed to have?
Four.
Okay, Kinder Bueno, Kit Kat, Aero, and Mirage.
Aero and Mirage are very similar, though.
They are, but I always have to have a soft spot for Mirage.
Sometimes you like big bubbles, sometimes you like little bubbles.
Yeah, absolutely. But I like how with Mirage you can put your teeth in the rivets and bite it off.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Maria?
Okay.
Because I know you're a big chocolate lover.
Yes.
Okay,
Kinder Surprises?
Yeah.
Like the egg?
The egg. I love the egg.
Yeah, okay.
What? Because of the chocolate or because of the surprise inside?
Both. It's a great experience all around.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So I got Kinder Surprise.
Yeah.
Caramel milk.
Yeah.
The Hershey's cookie instant cream.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Kit Kat and that's mini
it.
Eggs.
No, that's
Don't,
it.
You can only
Wait,
go
is it four?
Four.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Only four.
Okay, no Kit Kat, mini eggs.
Mini eggs.
What about Cadbury fruit and nut?
Ew.
No. Ooh. Cadbury Dairy Milk.
Yes.
Just original. Oh, yes. My God. It's the best. Yes.
What about After Eight?
No.
You already had your turn, Maury.
Dairy milk.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to say dairy milk. But if I choose one Cadbury brand, can I still choose like another chocolate? It's the same chocolate.
Yeah.
Anything
like,
you want.
Because you mentioned, Maria, you mentioned mini eggs,
yes.
Right? And I love mini eggs.
Oh, those are good.
So I would say Cadbury dairy milk.
Yeah.
Mini eggs.
Yeah.
Kara milk bars.
Yeah.
And Snickers. Those are my four.
What's the difference between a Jersey milk and a dairy milk?
A what?
A what?
I mean, they're both just plain chocolate.
Oh, okay. You know, you ever had a Jersey milk bar?
No.
No.
Really?
Yeah, I have.
The Nielsen Jersey milk bar?
What's that?
Mm-hmm. That's the one that I used to have. I never had a dairy milk. I only ever had Jersey milk.
It comes in like a white.
Yeah, it's like a white. Red,
what is it? Jersey Shore.
Jersey milk.
They have them here? Jersey milk?
I don't know. I used to have those when I was a kid.
Jersey milk. Who makes them?
Nielsen.
Oh, I've seen these before.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought they were like.
Hey, Maury just brought something up and it just triggered me.
Uh-oh. Sorry.
Something that happened on the show a long time ago, which was, I don't know, we were talking about something and then my being old came up. And Maria, under her breath, and I let it go, and it bothered me for days and days and days afterwards.
What?
Right? Which we were talking about stuff. I don't even know what we were going on about, but like somebody was ripping on me for being old, right? And then under her breath, Maria says, you probably eat after eights.
Maury, settle. We're talking about Roz here.
Right? And I took great offense. I didn't know what to do with it at the time. And I went home and I said something to Catherine.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
You said like, Maria upset me on the show today?
I was like, are after eights for old guys?
Yeah, what'd she say?
Right? Well, she didn't answer because she didn't want to call me old, but we don't have after eights in the house.
Yeah.
If they were delicious and normal people ate them, we would.
Uh-huh.
Right? I know that if I go to my mom's, she has after eights.
Yeah.
Right?
Does she offer them to you?
So then I start thinking maybe she's right because when I was younger, I used to enjoy an after eight.
Yeah.
My grandmother still puts them out when we play Trivial Pursuit.
Yes. I had no problem with after eights when I was younger. But that really, like, I was like, man, after eights, they became an old guy thing.
Have a Snickers, bro. You sound upset.
Yeah, you're not yourself.
God damn.
You
just what?
The mint chocolate's just not of the generation now.
Generation? Hold on a second here. The younger generation doesn't eat chocolate and mint together?
Not really.
Like, what about in an ice cream form?
No.
Like mint chocolate chip or something?
Well, hold on. There's the little mint chocolates that come in the box.
Who eats those?
Everyone does.
What, like a junior mint?
Junior mint.
Nobody eats those. Nobody's ever eaten junior mints.
Yesterday.
Junior mints are awful.
Yeah.
If I were to tell all my friends to go out and get chocolate, not a single person would be getting after eights or anything mint and chocolate related.
Yeah. You don't know that.
Because I know my friends, Maury.
Wow. They're coming back with what? Like Kit Kat?
Yeah.
And Cadbury
stuff? I mean, don't
get
me wrong. Like, well, first of all, you can't go to the corners. You have to go to Shoppers Drug Mart to buy after eights, which is weird.
You have to really be craving an after eight.
You do.
In order to go to Shoppers for that. You can't pick it up at like a regular store.
But I will say this. As far as those snacks go, I will say that like in my world, where I would normally see after eights around the holidays, I truly believe that after eights have been replaced by Ferrero Rocher.
Best chocolate ever.
I agree.
Like I think that when people now have things out on the table for guests, what used to be after eights, right, are now Ferrero Rocher. But only the great thing about Ferrero Rocher is when one's missing, you can tell. But the thing about the after eight box, I don't know if you know this, it looked like a card. The card's from Trivial Pursuit, another old guy thing, Maria. And the rule in my house was you couldn't just take the chocolate out of the black case that it came in. You had to take the whole piece of paper out. Otherwise, it still looked like you had tons of after eights in there, and then your father would yell at you.
I thought after eights were the ones that look like cigarettes.
No.
The sticks.
No, those are the
They're tiny, they're squares, but they're thin.
After eight now comes in a chocolate bar, by the way. They have it at the cafe.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Now we know what to get Roz for Christmas.
I don't want after eights.
He's going to get four boxes of after eights.
<Shut up. laughs>
We're going to end on this question here from Deborah. Listening back to old episodes, Roz took a naked selfie in the Bahamas and deleted it. Has he taken another one since?
Have I taken another naked selfie? I think I did once, and I would have deleted it. Yeah.
Not still in the cloud, bro.
Like, was it for the doctor?
I don't have the cloud.
Don't worry. Apple got it.
Shut up.
Apple's got it.
Was it what, Maury?
Was it for the doctor?
No. No, it was just for me. I was just, like, lying there one day.
Yeah.
Right? And it was...
So what doctor would ask you to take
go to?
I know.
like what a weirdo. Send it in or something.
Yeah. Oh so what happened was is I was like, it was a summertime, right? And I was lying in the hammock. And I got hot, so I undid the top of my shorts.
Yeah.
And then I lifted my shorts up.
Yeah.
Right? And then took the picture of like that in there.
And sent it to Catherine? Or
no,
just like
I just,
deleted
I just
it right
took
away.
It and just, and then I deleted it.
Oh, yeah. Apple's got it.
Yeah. Yeah. But could you imagine like that? That's what I sent to the doctor?
Yeah.
Like, what does he need that picture for?
The doctor was like, I don't have any appointments for next week, but right? Yeah. If you send me a picture, yeah. I got 2 seconds
no,
right
yeah.
now.
I was like, maybe to show a rash.
No, a rash?
You would still go into the doctor for that morning.
No, I was going to send it to Catherine, right? Like, that was my thing. My plan was I was going to send it to Catherine. But the problem is that, like, when you have a kid, especially one who I think Roxy is probably 10 at that point, right? Like, you don't want to do that, right? You don't, like, if the phone rings or they're in the kitchen and Catherine's like, hey, Rox, get my phone because I got to look at this recipe. The kid knows the combo to the phone,
yeah.
right? You can't have that pop up.
Yeah, she sees right? dad's rash.
Like, no,
yeah.
shut up.
Once a week on Instagram, we post a picture that reads Ask Roz and Mocha. Keep those questions Rashy. Coming in. And two of you will join us on a episode to ask your question to the room. Thank you for listening. Please share this episode with anyone that you know who may enjoy the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. And friendly reminder, bless you, damn it, Maury. Friendly reminder, we do release an episode once a week. Sorry, no, not once a week. Every single day of the week is when we release an episode. So make sure you are subscribed. So when a new episode drops daily, it'll automatically download to your device. Thank you for listening. This has been episode 749 of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.